News release. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. On Monday, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson released the following statement opposing the SAVE Act, H.R. 22, proposed federal legislation that would block millions of eligible U.S. citizens from voting in federal elections. The politicians pushing the SAVE Act are trying to sell it as a reasonable election security bill, but what it actually does is block millions of eligible U.S. citizens from casting their vote in future elections. We know this because some states, including Arizona and Kansas, have already tried this failed policy of requiring specific documents like a birth certificate or U.S. passport to register to vote. In the process, they stripped tens of thousands of their own citizens from casting their legal ballot. In Kansas, the courts overturned the law for violating the U.S. Constitution. Who is the SAVE Act most likely to silence? Women, especially married women. More than 2.2 million Michigan women have married names that are different from the name on their birth certificate. If those women who have changed their names don't have a valid U.S. passport, more than 5.8 million Michiganders do not, they might not be able to register to vote. This bill also makes voting harder for seniors, adoptees, college students, tribal citizens, low-income earners, people in rural communities, Black Michiganders, and active-duty military service members. The SAVE Act and laws like it not only block Americans from voting but also make elections much harder and more expensive to administer. Voters could no longer register to vote by mail or online. Every time a voter updates their registration or changes their address in Michigan, they'd have to go in person to a clerk's office with their documentation. We're on a dangerous path. But I stand with the people of Michigan, who have overwhelmingly passed ballot measures to make voting more accessible for every eligible citizen. Together, we will hold the line on protecting these basic constitutional rights so we can get back to the business of working together on honest proposals to keep Michigan's elections safe, secure, and accessible.